One of my favorite leaders in the Bible is Nehemiah. We can truly learn so much about leadership from the book of Nehemiah. I love this, and I thought about it as the Lord laid it on my heart this morning. I have not been in the book of Nehemiah for some time. But I was thinking yesterday as I was sharing on my conference call about praying for us that we are under attack. And we're all, so many of us, under attack on so many different fronts. I believe this crisis is being used by the evil that wants to destroy us and this world. So Nehemiah is building the wall. He's plugging along here in chapter 4, and he was being not mocked. As a matter of fact, the leader of the Samaria forces was furious, indignant, it says, and he mocked the Jews. Tobiah the Amorite beside him did the same. Nehemiah was being attacked from all sides, right now just verbally. So Nehemiah hears all of this and he prays. He said in chapter 4, verse 4, "Hear, O Lord our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads. Give them as plunder to the land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquities. Do not let their sins be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders." Nehemiah goes to prayer, but instead of what we might think, well, you know, he's going to go to prayer and he is going to pray that God would forgive them for what they are doing. He prayed that the Lord would not forgive them. See, Nehemiah believed that the people of God were involved in the work of God. So if we or the people of God are involved in a work of God, any assaults, any criticism, any disdain or hatred, any of that was an assault on God himself. And in this case, to despise the Jewish workers was to despise God himself. I read that this morning and I took great comfort in it. I took great comfort in thinking that if you, whether it be with your money, whether it be with your prayers, whether it be with your physical bodies actually working for the Lord, and you are despised, we maybe would be well served to understand that those that despise us despise the Lord. Those who insult us insult the Lord's. Those who come against us come against the Lord. And we worry? Do we stress? Are we concerned? God will not blot out their iniquities, as Nehemiah prayed. He will not let their sin be blotted out from before you, as he wrote. They have provoked you to anger before us. Nehemiah telling God, they've provoked you, Lord. If they've provoked you and they come against you, who am I to pray for their forgiveness? I'm not making a case that we shouldn't be forgiving. I'm not making the case that we shouldn't be giving. I'm not making the case that we should be hunkered down in our own little world and not care about what anybody around us is thinking, because in the new promise of God, in the New Testament, of course, we are to be a light to those around us. We're to be an example of those around us, and we should be ministering to those that despise us, because they despise the Lord and they have no chance of salvation as long as they are in that place of despising the very God that wants to save them. I got more out of those two verses 4 and 5 than some might consider. I love these verses that we just fly over from 40,000 feet. The book of Daniel is like that. And so many incredible verses that we just fly over as, you know, just kind of a connective verse to get to the next one or whatever. And they have so much meaning. And I think this can give us some encouragement out of this book of Nehemiah. So I wanted to share that with everybody as we go into the weekend and go into our time of worship. And it encouraged me. And I hope if you are under the same kind of attack, that you will be encouraged, that God understands and knows that that is an assault upon himself, upon he, the one that we represent. So we can't move about in fear. We can't move about in worry. We need to move about in confident assurance. I was preaching in the Ukraine. I was reminded of it as friends from the Ukraine wrote us, as they do every holiday, but on Easter wrote us an email and said, remember your preaching to the churches on hope, said it to Yvonne and I and to me. And I thought about that. I said to Yvonne, do you remember that? And she said, yeah, I mean, I remember you preaching on it. I don't remember, you know, a lot about it, but I did. And hope is not wishful thinking. It's confident assurance. Biblical hope is confident assurance. And I am confidently assured that God will be with us in these times, in these concerns, in these attacks, and these assaults against us. Because as long as we are in and about the work of God, in some way, shape, or form, we're all doing it differently. And we can have the hope with a confident assurance that God just may not forgive their iniquities for that. Not that we want that, but it gives us hope and understanding that God's got this. God's got this. It's okay. He's got it. I wanted to share that with you, and I hope that's of a tiny bit of encouragement. God bless. Have a great weekend.